It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. One quarter of IT leaders regret hasty AI investments. CISA faces budget cut among growing cyber threats and political backlash. And Microsoft's new era of work, service devices with NPUs to accelerate Copilot adoption. This is the Business of Tech. As we approach March 31st, it's time to mark your calendar for World Backup Day. Since 2011, this global event has served as an annual reminder for customers to prioritize data protection. As an MSP, it also presents a golden opportunity for you to engage your customers in meaningful discussions about their coverage. With Skykick, you can confidently seize this moment to boost revenue and foster trust through comprehensive backup and recovery. They're hosting a webinar with a global panel of partners on March 26th, all about World Backup Day and how to maximize the MSP opportunity. It's worth checking out. Visit skykick.com/MSP radio to download a free three-step guide and sign up for the webinar. According to a survey by Asana, one quarter of IT leaders regret investing in AI too quickly. The survey also found that nearly two-thirds of IT leaders have seen their departments gain influence due to AI, but almost three-quarters have felt stressed because of the pressure to implement AI. The article highlights the challenges and potential risks associated with quick generative AI adoption, including costs, complexity, technical debt, and the impact of impending regulations and court decisions on AI progress. According to a report by Snowflake, chatbots built using large language models are on the rise, accounting for 46% of LLM apps as of May 2023. The report also highlights the shift toward chatbots with iterative text input and the use of Python as the preferred programming language for AI projects. Additionally, it emphasizes the importance of data governance in unlocking the value of unstructured data and the need for accelerated execution of data strategies to take advantage of the opportunities presented by AI. According to a survey by LexisNexis, 86% of professionals are willing to embrace generative AI for creative and professional work, while managers are more cautious about implementing the technology. The survey also found that 70% of professionals either use or plan to use generative AI for work or business purposes, with the most common use being increasing efficiency and summarizing content. Despite concerns about job displacement, workers have grown more optimistic about how AI can augment human skills. However, a separate survey by OrgView found that business leaders still have concerns about integrating AI into the workforce effectively, preparing their workforce for AI. Why do we care? There's a downside in rushing, and that's 1 in 4 regretting investing too quickly. I'd be remiss if I didn't note that 3 in 4 aren't saying. It's interesting to note as well that all of the risks associated with the technology are standard ones. Cost, complexity, technical debt, regulation. Let's not get too worked up over those. This is all standard hype cycle moving fast. The United Nations General Assembly has unanimously adopted a non-binding resolution led by the United States to ensure the safety, security, and trustworthiness of artificial intelligence design, development, and deployment. The resolution highlights the potential benefits of AI while emphasizing the need for safeguards and protections against its misuse. Although the resolution does not include enforceable measures, it sets a precedent for global regulation of AI and provides a framework for countries to develop their own policies. There's also been clarification of the role of NIST's new AI Safety Institute. At an event Monday, new director Elizabeth Kelly laid out aims to lead domestic and international discussions on standardization for artificial intelligence tools and applications, focusing on monitoring synthetically generated content. And while I'm on legislation, the government spending bill includes a cut in funding for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. The bill grants CISA $2.8 million for fiscal year 2024, which is $35 million less than the previous year. The Senate is likely to approve the package without significant changes. CISA has emphasized its importance of funding for its operations in combating cyber threats. However, allegations of CISA working with tech platforms to censor conservative voices led to growing GOP backlash and resistance to empowering the agency. Ongoing pressure from conservative critics has also affected CISA's information sharing initiatives. Why do we care? Today feels very tactical, keeping up with the moves. I continue to be inspired by companies building their own frameworks. I was having this conversation just this morning when considering the work to be ready for AI. Putting in place a framework in your customers' organizations and focusing on data readiness are immediate opportunities. I'd also be remiss if I didn't point out that if you want to be selling cybersecurity, you should want a strong CISA that's investing in readiness and making it a societal priority. AI has a physical product element now, as Microsoft has announced two new Surface devices, the Surface Pro 10 for business and the Surface Laptop 6 for business, aimed at increasing Copilot adoption in the enterprise. These devices come equipped with Intel's newest Core Ultra processors and include a Neural Processing Unit, or NPU, to boost AI-driven functionalities. They also include the new Copilot Key. The Surface Pro 10 retains the form factor of the previous generation, while the Surface Laptop 6 offers increased web camera quality and the option of a smart card reader. These devices are part of Microsoft's new era of work strategy, which focuses on leveraging AI to enhance productivity and optimize workflows. Microsoft is bringing Designer and Copilot Pro capabilities to the Microsoft 365 mobile app on Android and iPhone. The app will offer a refreshed UI experience with enhanced functionality, including image generation service and Copilot features. Design capabilities will be available in preview by the end of April, while Copilot functionality is coming soon. Microsoft is enhancing the AI-powered Copilot in Microsoft Teams with more new features for meeting chats, summaries, and message composition. Copilot will combine spoken transcripts and written chats, allowing users to catch up on missed meetings. We'll also provide options to rewrite messages and generate new messages based on chat context. Additionally, intelligent call recap for traditional Teams calls will be available next quarter, automatically taking notes during calls. Microsoft is also introducing hybrid meeting features, including automatic camera switching and speaker recognition. New carriers will support the Teams phone mobile feature later this year. And it's not only Microsoft. Zoom has introduced Zoom Workplace, an AI-powered collaboration platform, along with new AI companion expansions to enhance teamwork. The platform includes features such as Ask AI Companion, AI Companion for Zoom Phone, and extended capabilities for team chat and whiteboard. Zoom Workplace aims to improve productivity, efficiency, and the overall workday. Additionally, Zoom has announced customer experience enhancements to Zoom Contact Center, providing real-time AI-powered insights to strengthen customer relationships. The new features and products will be rolled out over April and May. GoTo has enhanced its portfolio with over 60 product enhancements, including the addition of generative AI capabilities. The upgrades include new AI assistants, real-time translation tools, enterprise application integrations, and other enhancements for both business communication and IT support and management. The AI innovations include AI screen translation, AI optimization for contact center, and improved admin copilot. GoTo has also released new features such as attendant console, CRM integrations, and enhanced integrations with Microsoft Teams. Why do we care? Microsoft is all in on AI. There will clearly be partner upside. Wait long enough and all your products will have AI within. Should be pretty evident in the investments we've seen here. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Spinach Day. You'll excuse me if I pass on that one. Not a fan. Have a question you want answered? We take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@msbradio.com. I answer them live each day on our Wednesday live show. If you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit msbradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.